There have been 10 officer-involved shootings involving moving vehicles over the past decade. That concerns Anchorage Police Department Chief Mark Mew. That's why he says the department has added a new section to its use of force policy. It goes like this.
Unless use of deadly force is otherwise justified, an officer shall not shoot at a moving vehicle if the vehicle being used is being used as the only weapon.
He says one situation that would justify shooting at a moving vehicle is if an officer in the line of duty found himself in the middle of a drive-by shooting. But otherwise, the policy forbids shooting at vehicles. The policy is part of a larger plan, Mew says, to prevent officer-involved shootings, which have drawn unwanted attention to the force that serves Alaska's largest city. There were 3 officer-involved shootings with moving vehicles in 2013 and 1 in 2012. Mew says once the trend was identified, leadership researched how other law enforcement agencies around the country have reduced such shootings.
Certainly we're seeing a trend of suspects ramming patrol cars and trying to run down officers. That seems new to us. Our officers have been responding in the way that they felt best, but we thought it would be better for everybody, for the public generally, and for the officers if we retooled a bit and tried to make sure we weren't in those circumstances anymore and that we had better tools to deal with them.
Mew says researchers can't pinpoint exactly why there's been an increase in such incidents. Earlier this year, the APD met with state troopers and the FBI to discuss how to reduce officer-involved shootings. Mew acknowledged that the new policy came out of those meetings. He says officers have been informed of the policy, and by and large, they were on board. He says the overall use of force policy is under review, and more changes will likely be announced in the fall. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.